Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, we have six of them. It's confusing. We're here to help. Get to know your Cleveland Browns quarterbacks. Call in 216-474-0092. I will pose questions.
Yes.
Everybody who calls will see what you know about your football team. Can you name the quarterbacks that I'm going to ask you about?
Do we have to ask the question or answer the question in the form of a question?
No. Nope.
Answer the question in the form of a question.
No, you know, that whole Ken Jennings, Alex Trebek thing.
Yeah.
Marv Fleming. Is it Marv Fleming? No, Marv was a football player. Don Fleming? I don't know. That's out. All I need is an answer. That's coming up. So load up the phone lines. We'll get to that at 1 o'clock. Menigan was right, Andy.
What was he right about, Jeff?
Menigan was right. The Guardians Indians over the years have made a few trades where they gave up a star player. And usually because that star player was either going to leave in free agency or the Indians decided they didn't want to sign them for that much money or whatever, and turned that player into a package of things to come back to help the team. And there are six of them that actually come to mind right away.
Six major trades? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, in recent years. In recent years that this happened.
Okay, writing down.
These aren't questions.
I thought we started the game.
No, the game starts at 1 o'clock.
Oh, Art Fleming, 100 years old.
It was Art Fleming. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So some of these big trades really worked out. The Bartolo Colon trade is one of the biggest deals in Major League history, one of the most famous, actually.
Lee Stevens, who will forget?
Because, you know, it was Montreal and they were leaving and everything else. That worked out great. You know, you got Cliff Lee, Brandon Phillips, Grady Sizemore, three guys that could really play, even though Phillips didn't play here, and Lee Stevens. All right, so that one, that was a success, was it not?
100% success.
The Guardians had Joe Carter. Indians had Joe Carter. And Joe, a tremendous baseball player. Joe was really good. Really good. But Hank Peters thought, you know, we got Joe. He's got a lot of money. Anyhow, they traded him to the Padres. Chris James, Carlos Baerga, and Sandy Alomar Jr.
100% success.
Without question. And Joe...
And by the way... We're still getting dividends off that trade when Sandy stands at first base.
And I think Sandy was a terrific catcher. Carlos, for a good period of time, was a terrific second baseman. Came up as a third baseman, actually, with the Indians. Joe Carter, I think, was a better overall player than either of those guys. But the role that Sandy and Carlos played in building the great teams of the 90s, invaluable. And they were terrific players. So that trade really worked.
And maybe even better leaders in the clubhouse.
I won't disagree with that.
And we consider and tell you how great they were as players because we all thought they were, but especially Sandy in that clubhouse.
Yep.
Still to this day.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
There was a trade they made, Andy, where they traded away one of our favorite guys, a really good dude, Jake Westbrook. And what did you get back for Jake Westbrook? It was a big, big package. Ryan Ludwig was involved. It was a three-team trade with the Cardinals and the Padres. They got Corey Kluber, who was a young guy where this organization identified guys in another organization and brought him in, maybe like Slade Ciccone right now.
Yeah, Luddy was a strong dude.
Luddy was a great guy. Yeah. And Corey Kluber comes here, and we all know how that worked out. So there's another success in that type of a situation because Jake was going to make money and everything else. And then there's the CC Sabathia trade, and he went to Milwaukee. It didn't work out real well. I gave that one, after reading the previous three, a success. CC, I said, because you ended up getting Michael Brantley in that.
I'm going to tell you why it was success.
I'd have rather had CC. But he wasn't going to stay here.
He was not staying. Right. I'll say that till I'm blue in the face.
Well,
he was not staying.
No, he wasn't going to stay. But he loved his time here, and he wanted to move on. He did.
And recognized that in Cooperstown.
Yeah, and you got Michael Brantley, and that worked out well. Matt LaPorta didn't work out, but anyhow, that was kind of an eh. And then you had the Cliff Lee deal, and Cliff was in the previous Bartolo Colon trade, but then again, Cliff, you know, ended up being traded, and you got Carlos Carrasco back in that deal, so you gave up a really good pitcher. Carlos was solid, you know, and I thought he did a nice job here, but the rest of that deal didn't really pan out for them. They didn't get a lot of guys, so that to me was eh. But Menegan was right.
About?
The guy we saw last night. They bailed on Francisco Lindor. Yes, they didn't pay him. They weren't going to pay him. Frankie wanted out. I'm convinced he wouldn't have stayed even if you paid him. He wanted a bigger spotlight. He got it in New York. I don't think he's been as good of a player in New York overall as he was here in Cleveland. But that trade, Andy, Dano, you were right. That trade, a miserable failure. Miserable failure. At first, it looked okay because Ahmed Rosario was okay when he got here. And there was a piece recently written that as soon as I saw it, I cut out the quote and I sent it to Dan. And it's, I forget where it was. It might have been on MLB.com.
CBS Sports.
It was CBS Sports. And I forget the guy who wrote it, but it was a great line. About Rosario joining the Yankees. And he said, Rosario continues to be allergic to right-handed pitching, walks, and defense. Said, but he can hit lefties. And then you got Andrés Giménez. And you thought, that's where you kind of thought the Lindor trade might be okay. Because Giménez hit for that year. Remember that 1 year? He hit, and he's got a better glove than Lindor. He's got a better glove than Frankie. And you thought, all right, if we can get a second baseman or shortstop at the time who plays this well defensively, Andy, you got your guy.
Yeah, you do.
And then he couldn't hit anymore. Yeah. And he's still not hitting. So, Dano, you were right.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to be right. I'm sorry. I don't want to live in this world of being right because they decided to go with a four quarters for a dollar trade. Like, that's the problem. When you make these moves, you have to go in looking for steak. You can't just go for the appetizer sampler.
And the good news is when you trade for prospects, you better nail those prospects.
Right.
And Rosario was playing shortstop in New York, and they were high on him, but still allergic to right-handed pitching, walks, and defense. That said, I like him at Rosario, but he's become a journeyman.
Here, you want to make you feel better.
And Josh Wolf and Isaiah Green were in that. Anybody seen them lately? Okay.
No. It still isn't the worst trade in franchise history, so.
No.
No, but this is the type of trade that, unfortunately, our team has become known for, selling a guy because you don't think you want to pay him.
All right, let's just say that was a miss, right? And you listed probably four trades before that.
That was six total. And only one of them was a miss.
That's it.
Three of them were an absolute hit.
Right.
So they've done a really nice job
on three of those. So they're 80%-ish somewhere in there, right? 80% success rate. I'll take that.
Three out of six?
Yeah.
New math.
Well, no, you said 3 out of 6. I said 5 out of 6.
The CC trade was tolerable because CC wasn't coming back.
Yes.
But again, the main guy.
You got Michael Brantley out of it. It wasn't walked away.
The main guy you wanted out of that trade turned out to be a bust. That's the rough part. Brantley turned out to be.
Who decided that he was the main guy, though? The team or the fans and media?
No, the team. That was the guy they wanted.
Yeah, one of them was a player to be named later, and the other one was Matt LaPorta.
I'll take the player to be named later in that one. So they made the right move in the end. I like that is not a complete failure.
That worked.
The CC trade was not a complete failure.
I didn't say it was.
No, we're not talking. This
were you not listening?
I was sort of listening to what you were saying, and I didn't agree with it.
Hey, that's a step ahead of usual. I listened to CC trade.
Also, with the Brewers, Sabathia should be illegal. Just want to throw that in.
I listened to CC trade as an eh. That was okay. And
at the end of the day, they got something for CC. That's all I care about because they were getting nothing for him, zero zilch, and they got Michael Brantley. I don't care if he was called the player to be named later at the end.
But that's okay.
A win. That's still a win.
Oh, it's still a win. Yeah. But they went in thinking Matt LaPorta was going
to
be the
big name. Matt LaPorta was supposed to be the stud outfielder for years to come. Instead, Michael Brantley was the very good outfielder for years to come.
At the end of the day, they got it right.
Oh, they got it right. Oh, I'm not arguing with you
whatsoever. They got a good guy out of the deal.
Okay.
Matt LaPorta doing a very nice job in the banking industry, by the way, in Florida.
Cheap shot, man. Cheap shot. You're taking cheap shots at me.
No, it's not a cheap shot.
You're taking cheap shots at Matt LaPorta.
Look,
can we get Matt LaPorta on the show so he can defend himself?
The dude's got a great career going.
How do you know he has a great career? Maybe
because
he had a horrible day today, and maybe he had four loans go through.
I pay attention to this stuff.
That fell apart yesterday.
Come on, man.
Maybe he had a bad day yesterday.
You think so?
No, I don't. He got to play Major League Baseball. If you could step out on the field for even one pitch or get the opportunity to put a uniform on, whether you get no hits or even make an error, you have made it. Hmm. It is so hard to get there.
Oh, without question. But, he's supposed to be a beast. Unfortunately, he wasn't. But I wonder.
Like, I don't remember anyone ever coming out and saying this guy is going to be the greatest.
Well, you weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention. But would you have rather had Matt LaPorta or some of the other guys that get, like Richie Sexton or Brian Giles? Like those were not good trades.
Well, they traded those guys away
because we had extra power laying around. Think about that. Think about that. That our lineup was so good that we could let Brian Giles just go. What'd they get for Ricardo Rincon?
Yeah,
is that
even
the deal on that one? Yeah, I mean, they also traded Roger Maris too. This organization. So what more do you want?
Yeah, Roger wasn't very good at the time.
30 years was a long time ago.
Very, very long time. Roman is in Canton. Roman,
what's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good.
Good, good. Just wanted to chime in on if we're talking, Guardians pastimes or whatever. It was 2 years ago today that Hosey knocked out Tim Anderson and gave us Tom Hamilton gave us one of the best calls that you could possibly hear in a baseball game. It was chef's kiss. It was beautiful. So just wanted to throw that little reminisce on that, and then also wanted to see if you guys think that there's going to be a statue someday of Jose here in Cleveland.
I've been saying that for 2 years now. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree.
He's earned it.
He's definitely earned it. And he's still in his prime. He's still got many years to give us the numbers that he's given us, give us the experiences that as fans, we can't put a price tag on. So.
All right, Roman, I agree with you.
There we go. Someone who appreciates what I believe.
Fine artwork.
To be statue worthy. Yes.
Larry Doby, Bob Feller, Jim Thome.
Did you see the new
Jose Ramirez?
You see the new Superman one?
No.
It's cool. I think it's cool.
That's wonderful.
Have you gone down and see where it is yet?
No, I haven't. I've just seen pictures.
Need to go find it.
Ladies and gentlemen, our football team has six.
We're talking about the Superman statue. No one asked about the Browns. Can we take 5 seconds off from the Browns just once?
None of them are statue worthy. But with six quarterbacks, we here at Baskin and Phelps are here to help you. Load up the phone lines. You'll want to play the game. Get to know your Browns quarterbacks. We'll put you on. I'll ask you the question. See if you know what you're talking about. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. Oh, Andy can't wait.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.